Okay, Shane, we are on the record.
Derek's on too.
Thank you. I am Shane Yardley, Assistant Chair of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives. I would like to call this meeting of the Board of Nursing and Certified Nurse Midwives to order. It is now 8:31 a.m. on April 9th, 2026. This meeting is conducted electronically and is anchored in the North Conference Room on the first floor of the Heber Wells Building in Salt Lake City, Utah. Notice of this meeting was provided as required under Utah's open meeting laws. In compliance with Utah's open meeting laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. Minutes will be prepared of this meeting and will be posted on the Utah Public Notice website. The recording and approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. We will do a roll call. Cheryl Stedman?
Here.
Shane Yardley here. Wendy Russin?
Here.
Derek Bradley?
Here.
Mandy Liu?
Present.
Curtis Nelson?
Curtis, you're on mute.
Looks like he may have frozen.
Yeah, it does look like that.
The following board members are absent. Ralph Pittman is excused and Erica Nelson is excused. The following individuals representing DOPL and the Department of Commerce are in attendance. Jeff Bujon.
Here.
Kelly Ariola.
Here.
Sharon Bennett.
Here.
We welcome any visitors and interested persons at this time. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, we ask that all cell phones, pagers, and other electronic devices be turned off or changed to silent mode. Please mute your microphone unless speaking. If you are a guest joining via video or by phone, please enter your name in the chat box and state your name before speaking for the record. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Let us now proceed with the agenda. The first item is review and approve March 26, 2026 meeting minutes. Is there a motion to approve those?
This is Cheryl Stedman. I'll motion to approve those minutes.
Thank you, Cheryl. Is there a second of the motion?
This is Derek Bradley. I second.
Thank you, Derek. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Say nay. All right, the meeting minutes are approved. We'll turn the time over to Jeff for the legislative and environmental scan.
Muted.
Okay. All right, we are going to try to share a screen. If that doesn't work, I'll just verbally read it. It's a summary of the 2026 legislative information. By all means, this is not an exhaustive list of items that were passed during the session. I always encourage everyone to type in Utah code. And if you go to the very top, it'll say bills and then pick which session, the 2026 session. And then you can look up any of these on there, and it has more of an approximate description of what exactly went on. So can everybody see the shared screen?
Awesome. Yes, we can.
Okay. All right. So first we're going to go over SB 31. This is the APRN CRNA prescription authority. It gives CRNAs the ability to prescribe schedules 2 through 5 drugs 5 days immediately before and after procedures. The CRNAs has to be involved in the procedure and has an established patient record. Prescribed drug is related to the procedure and no ketamine. Okay. All right. And a lot of these, we're still looking to see if I have to write clarification rules on some of these that were passed. So I hope to have that done either by the May board nursing meeting or the June one. So then all of you will, I'll do the first draft with a lot of help from the legal analyst. I'll take it back to the board and then the board can look at it and make sure everything makes sense, or maybe there's something that can be written that makes more sense. So again, SB 31, nurse licenses, the RN apprentice time was doubled basically. instead of was the last semester, now it's two semesters, quarters, or competency experiences. So it increased the time, and that's always up to the deans of the schools if they want to approve that or not. So DAPL does not have any purview over if they approve it or not. So SB 117 expands the choices of foreign credential evaluations. Earlier it was CGFNS, or it's called True Merit at this time. Now it'll be expanded out, and we will be working with the board to provide kind of a framework of what foreign credential evaluation would be acceptable. SB 89, Healthcare Services Platforms, removes APRNs, certified nurses and midwives, physicians and PAs from the definition of healthcare worker, and it excludes from provisions related to healthcare services platforms. Again, if these seem foreign to you, you may want to look exactly into the actual code. SB 87, naloxone amendments. They can administer expired if within 2 years of expiration, immunity from liability, as definition to expired opiate antagonist, 5831B. Scroll down. Yeah, SB 170, vitamin K amendments. Healthcare provider must give information to new mother regarding vitamin K to a newborn, full and clear explanation of risk benefits of vitamin K and the risks of possible adverse healthcare outcomes if the vitamin K is refused and then parent may decline to consent. HB 402, EMS controlled substance licensing amendments. Creates a DAPL controlled substance license for a registered agency, emergency medical services agency, registered under 21 USC section 8823K. There's one for each registered location, estimated 100 in Utah. Registered agency EMS personnel may dispense, distribute, or administer controlled substances in emergency situation. Scroll down. Standing order or verbal order issued by the RA's medical director in an authorized medical profession must have a CS license limited by federal and state law. SB 90, occupational licenses for veterans and service members. DAPL must prepare a public resource. We need to identify when a veteran slash service member's military experience and education are substantially equivalent to license requirements. And I know that NCSBN had done a comparison on some of the armed forces, and if they truly are substantially equivalent to what an LPN license would be. So this may take some time to develop those equivalencies and see how we can give some sort of a benefit for the military folks who have served and were maybe combat medics or something like that. And, the board would be involved in this.
Can you scroll back up for just a second? I just want to see that number. Thank you so much.
Sure. All right, SB 174, exercise of religious beliefs and conscious of amendments. Right to refuse. Healthcare provider may refuse particular services if violates religious belief and conscience. Immunity from liability, provider and healthcare institution. Scroll down, please. Scroll down.
Sorry.
All right. Prior notice to the employer, schedule staffing to cover. Exceptions includes ER. Exception must screen and stabilize. Signage warning for patients. Notification to DHHS must maintain a list on the website. And again, this is not an exhaustive list, so I would definitely go into the recent legislative session, and you can read those and the changes. They usually have the actual language of what was struck out, what was added on there. Is there any thing that any that all of you want to see again to write those numbers down?
Was it House Bill 174 or Senate Bill? It was down at the end, toward the end. It was 174 House Bill.
174.
Oh, it's a Senate bill. Senate bill. Okay. That's an interesting one.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, could you email this document to all of us? To use as a reference to look these up?
Or put it in the minutes or something? Yeah.
It'll be in the minutes, but the minutes won't be reflected until the next meeting.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, I don't know if I would share this because it's not an official, it didn't get posted.
Oh, okay.
So it's just a summary. I figured if I just wrote it down, it would be easier than me verbally describing this, then everyone would have an opportunity to write down the actual Senate bill or House bill. Again, this is not an exhaustive list. Please go to the individual bill to look up the specifics. And that's all I had on that topic.
Thank you.
The next topic is an application discussion. I have a request that the meeting be closed while we discuss this.
Would any board member like to make a motion to close the meeting by reading that statement?
Okay, this is Cheryl. I'll try. So it's the first, is it the?
It should be the second page. Derek, do you have it?
Yeah, is it this, which of the boxes? Is it the professional competence or is it strategy?
It's the professional competence.
Yeah, professional competence.
Okay, so I, Cheryl Stedman, as a presiding member of the nursing board, which met on the 8th day of February 20, on the 9th day of April 2026. Suggest that we close a portion of the meeting to discuss the following: the character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual, code 52-4-205-1A.
Thank you, Cheryl. We have a motion to close the meeting. Do we have a second?
This is Derek. I'll second.
Thank you, Derek. We'll take a roll call vote. Cheryl Stedman?
Yes.
Shane Yardley, yes. Wendy Russin?
Yes.
Derek Bradley?
Yes.
Mandy Liu?
Yes.
Curtis Nielsen?
Yes.
Okay, Kelly will put us into a closed room and everyone else will just remain in this main room, please.